Okay, we've got Carl Rollison from Leon Sees joining me. Evening, Carl.
Evening.
How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, good. We caught you earlier in a sauna, so I'm not surprised you're very well. And so, yeah, Carl, you have written a guide about how to propose on a leap year. Tell us all about that. Why did you do it?
Well, basically, I just, you know, it's modern times, you know, equality and everything. And it's just a subject a lot of people don't seem to talk about, and it really needs to get out there. It's actually on the increase. More and more women are proposing to men. So I just thought it'd be a nice thing to do, to give a little guide. You know, I write a lot of articles anyway, so it's just one of them things.
Excellent. And so this article is up at essex-tv.co.uk. You can find out the top tips. Do you want to go through a few of them, through your tips here on this article?
Basically, it's just, number one, is remember, keep it light-hearted, you know. Relationships, people seem to forget this, but relationships are supposed to be fun. Otherwise, what's the point? So keep it light-hearted. Try to make it, you know, if you are going to, do your research first. Make sure that, you know, he's going to respond well to it. You know, just if you've read anything I've ever done before or heard any of my stuff, I teach martial arts as well. And I'm all about instincts. And if you tune into your instincts, they never let you down. So basically, just go quiet, relax in a quiet place, and just really ask yourself the question, is it what I want, and would it be what he wants?
Okay, I like it. And the tradition of the 29th for the woman has to propose to a man on a leap year, or is that sort of a myth, and that the man can quite easily just propose to the lady on the 29th? It sort of doesn't matter, and it sort of doesn't matter, you know, they could do it any time of the year.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the thing about the year, it goes back to St. Patrick, which, you know, painted St. Violent sort of in the 5th century. It's all veiled in allegory and mysticism. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. But it's great to keep these traditions alive, because it makes, you know, it's just a light-hearted, nice thing. And, yeah, sure, anyone can propose to anyone any time of year. It's just a nice thing to, you know, as a bit of tradition.
And do you think it's should always just be the man? Or are you, you know, fully behind woman power, girl power?
Oh, absolutely! Yeah, I'm one for total equality. You know, if you did read my article, you've seen that. You know, I've been knocked out by women. Not many men can say that. I've been beaten by women motor racing. You know, I see women are, you know, I see them as the more powerful. Women rule the world, basically, and it's going to become more and more prominent. And so, rightly so as well.
And have you proposed or been proposed to in the past?
I proposed to my wife in front of 100 people. I don't recommend it. Everything I do, my books and everything I write is about stress management. You know, my Harley Street stuff, it's about limiting stress as much as possible. Now, keep it intimate. That's a really big thing. Don't make it a big flamboyant thing. You can make it like with all, you know, sort of champagne and guests and everything. But really, what's the point? You're just piling more and more stress on yourself. Keep it simple.
Yeah, and you are kind of setting yourself up to fail slightly, you know, if you've got the planes going through the air with, you know, will you marry me? And and it all goes a bit Pete. But, okay, lovely. Any more tips here? I'm looking here. Rings are very traditional. Yeah. Engagement is more about the gesture than the symbol. And, you know, do you feel that you've got to have a ring with you? Or do you think, you know, Haribo ring, or in the old days, a ring pull from a can of Coke or something will do it?
Well, look, it's a new age. It's a new world, right? And if we're going to keep it in those veins, then I think rings are pretty too traditional, really. And they can actually scare people. So if you're a woman and you want to propose to a man, it's more about a symbol. It's a symbology of it rather than the actual statement itself. So maybe get him a bracelet or a necklace or something. Rings can be scary. So, you know, as I say, you want him to be as relaxed as possible. So, you know, make it as... make it as sort of like stress-free as possible.
So I'm thinking back to my proposal, and we'd actually gone out and bought the ring probably like 9 months before I actually proposed. Have you heard much of that?
No, tell me more about it.
Well, I told you that I was, you know, really hedging my bets and that I didn't want to be an idiot. So, we went out, and because I thought, if I could ask her to marry me and I get a ring out and she looks at it and thinks, what is that? Then she might kind of back out. And so I sort of said, well, you know, when the time comes, would you want to have been with me to choose the engagement ring? And so that's kind of how I sort of judged it. And she said, yeah, let's go and buy one. So I mean, maybe we're just a bit weird, but that's how we did it.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. But I mean, the thing is, look, I mean, there's no guarantees in life, is there? As they say, death and taxes. There's no guarantee that anyone's going to say yes. But the great thing about it, if they say no, you've got no downside, because that opens up different channels of conversation. Maybe you're not meant to be together. Maybe, you know, there's issues in your relationship you need to talk about. But this, whatever happens, it's going to provoke a response, and it's going to open a channel of communication between the two of you. Maybe it'll be the best thing in saying no.
Yeah. So Your key tip, if you could have only written the article and it had one tip that you really wanted to get across to people, so whether they're women proposing to their wanting to be husband or the other way round, would you say your number one tip would be keep it lighthearted?
No, I would say, long before then, I would say that the basis of my Harley Street consultancy, my books, my martial arts instructing, everything. Your instincts are a feeling. They're not a little voice in your head. We had instincts millions of years before we were Homo sapiens. We've only been really cognitive machines for the last couple of 100,000 years. This little voice has only been around for a little while. Listen to your instincts. Does it feel right? And if it feels right, go for it.
Brilliant. Thank you, Carl. Thanks for joining us later on in this show. You're not going back to the sauna now, are you?
No, I've had enough of sauna today. Yeah.
Okay. Lovely.
It's the one place you shouldn't take your phone, by the way.
I know. When the other Matt told me that he got hold of you and you said you were in a sauna, I was thinking, oh, blimey. I hope your screen's not misting up. Things like that. Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for your time, Carl. And you can read Carl's article. It's at essex-tv.co.uk. Just have a little sneaky scroll when your bloke's not in the room, and you'll get some great tips from that.